Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The word is maybe next time, as we learned last night that the cruise ship Amadea will not be making a stop in Eureka. The cancellation is due to adverse weather and sea conditions south of San Francisco, events that had delayed the ship's schedule, and the ship has decided to point it towards Seattle. While there was a considerable local effort among many organizations to welcome the vessel, J. Warren Hockaday of the Greater Eureka Chamber of Commerce points out that we will be better prepared to welcome the next cruise ship that makes a port call to Eureka. Yesterday, Arcata Police conducted a probation search of a motel room at Motel 6 on Valley West Boulevard. The person registered to the room was 25-year-old Barton Gonzalez. He is on felony searchable probation, was also wanted on forgery charge. Officers knocked on the motel room door and observed several subjects inside the room when Gonzalez answered the door. Officers then learned that 32-year-old Benjamin Crowder had an outstanding felony warrant for a parole violation. Both Gonzalez and Crowder were arrested on the outstanding warrants. A third man turned up, 29-year-old Kevin Casey, was found to be in possession of prescription medication not prescribed to him, as well as heroin, and $4,200 in cash. Casey was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of heroin for sale. All three subjects were booked into Humboldt County Jail. And normally when we mention the Valley West neighborhood of Arcata, it's in relation to a crime report like you just heard, or another arrest following a vehicle burglary or drug-related incident. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza has a different view of Valley West and considers it an underdeveloped area of the city that with some attention and work can be improved.
I think it's going to be a more polished version of what we have right now. In fact, it's on our staff agenda this week. We're getting ready to do a neighborhood meeting up there. City staff is getting ready to invite the businesses out there to just have a dialogue, everything from streets to crime prevention. We did lose some redevelopment funds for the sprucing up out there, which is very disappointing, but that doesn't mean that we can't do things, and we certainly would like to.
Mendoza also pointed out that there is only one empty business. He expects that the building is going to be sold soon. Mendoza also says that new developments are ready for builders and tenants, and it points to a bright future.
Valley West is a hot area for Arcata, and it's one of the few areas left in the city that there's space for people to build and develop businesses.
Mendoza went on to say that Valley West is critical to Arcata's economy, along with downtown and Humboldt State University. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
It's been a busy week for law enforcement, especially with the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented policing unit. Officers served a search warrant at a residence in the 1600 block of C Street in Eureka, contacted 22-year-old Tessa Garcia and 24-year-old Daniel Scott Hardy. Officers were investigating suspected drug activity, and a search of the apartment turned up burglary tools and evidence of drug sales activity. Garcia was booked for maintaining a residence for narcotics and a probation violation, while Hardy was arrested for possession of burglary tools as well as probation violation. Next, POP officers went to H Street, where they contacted 32-year-old Joel Ortiz. In an alley behind the apartment complex, a search turned up nearly an ounce of meth. Ortiz, who is on probation, was arrested, booked in possession and probation violation charges. Officers contacted 53-year-old parolee Michael Gordon Johnson out of Eureka in the 2500 block of C Street. A search of Johnson turned up more than an ounce of heroin. Johnson was arrested, booked on a possession charge. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.